Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 291. Today, choosing to turn away from the world I made to satisfy the ego, to face the world of love, peace, and plenty that God created as my true home and resting place, I find nothing but the beautiful and the sublime, and a path that leads me straight into the arms of the divine. Step 292. God thought the world into being. The intention was to bring the joy of heaven into the earth plane. As all thoughts manifest, what God thought or willed shall be the final outcome. For me, today is the day God's will be done, as I accept the promised happy ending right now. Step 293. God is the source of love. The ego is the source of fear. Therefore, only love is real. And since I have turned my back on fear, it no longer has the power to affect my life. Now, for me, only love is present, and my forgiveness leaves me invulnerable, and I give profound thanks that love's effects are abundant and ever-present. Step 294. I was created by God as an emanation of God. God is not a body, therefore I am not a body. I thankfully use a body every time I choose to move around in the earth plane and learn more about the nature of being. But when I am finished with a particular body, I am not finished. I live on as the pure and immaculate spirit that I am until I choose to have another physical experience, and then I simply outpicture another vehicle in which to ride. Step 295. I have a choice as to how I would see the world. I could see through the eyes of the ego and experience a world filled with lack, limitation, pain, and suffering. Or I could see through the eyes of the Christ and experience a world filled with beauty, with grace, and with love. Today, I choose Christ's vision, and as a result, I am blessed. Step 296. I was created to be an instrument for God to express through, a vehicle for God to move through, a channel for God to speak through, and that is my sole purpose for being. Today, I honor the purpose of my creation and do no thing, think no thoughts, or speak no words that are out of alignment with that divine purpose. And as a result, this very day will I experience the power and glory ever present in the kingdom of heaven. Step 297. My brother is my salvation, for he shows me what separates me from my Creator. If he shows me abuse, it is my responsibility to forgive myself for being abusive. If he shows me dishonesty, it is for me to forgive my tendency to lie. And if he steals from me, I am made aware that the thief has to be forgiven from my consciousness. Because of the gift of awareness and forgiveness my brother offers me, I return to the truth inside of which I was created. Step 298. The law of polarity gives me a choice as to who I say I am and where I choose to stand. I am thankful for the power of choice, as today I consciously and powerfully choose love, and in so doing allow all fear and unforgiveness to return to the nothingness from which it came. Step 299. God is holiness itself. I am an emanation of God, and as that, whatever God is, I am as well. Regardless of my circumstances or behavior, in truth, I remain as I was created. Today, I fully accept God's gift to me without dispute or question, and confidently assert that God's eternal holiness forever abides in me. Step 300. The world I created and in which I abide is temporary. For me, that is good news, for this world is fraught with complexities that lead to certain suffering. The world that God created is eternal, filled with love, with light, and with unlimited blessings. And it is this world that today I will seek and I will find.